thewellnesscouch.com, streaming wellness into your lives. Download the app today.
Welcome to the Self Love Podcast, the show that helps crack open your heart and inspire a deeper regard for your own well-being and happiness. Proudly brought to you by 28 Essentials. Here's your host, the gorgeous Kim Morrison.
Welcome to the Self Love Podcast. This week, I wanted to share with you something that I say in a number of my talks, and that is to trust your gut, listen to your heart, and feed your mind. In today's fast-paced world, I know we often find ourselves inundated with information, opinions, and choices. And amidst this chaos, learning to tap into our intuition can actually be one of the most powerful tools for navigating life's twists and turns. I think intuition, which is often described as a gut feeling or inner voice, is actually your X factor, your innate ability to understand something instinctively without consciously trying to make reason or make some sort of understanding around it. I just believe if you can nurture and trust your intuition, listen to your heart, and feed your mind, you will have a way better outcome, way better belief, and way higher set of values that truly do make your life beyond extraordinary. So what are some of the things we can do to trust our gut and listen to our heart? Well, I think one of the first things is to quieten the noise. As I mentioned, so many distractions that actually to carve out moments of silence is actually quite critical. If you can find a quiet space away from screens and noise and interactions with others where you can tune into your inner self, there's the key. Meditation, breath work, saying a prayer, going for a walk in nature. All of these things can help quieten the mind and open up that beautiful inner voice, allowing yourself to tap into that beautiful X factor, your intuition. I also think it's important to pay attention to your body. Our bodies often give us subtle signs that can actually guide us in the right direction. Maybe if you can pay more attention to how you feel physically when you're faced with different choices or situations, notice your stomach. Does it tighten in unease? Do you feel a sense of lightness or excitement? Maybe if you learn to trust these physical sensations as valuable cues, taking it from your intuition would also help you make decisions better. Another thing to do is to listen to your emotions. Emotions are powerful indicators of our inner truth. Notice how you feel emotionally in different circumstances. Does a certain decision bring you joy and enthusiasm, or does it evoke feelings of dread and discomfort? Maybe these emotions can provide valuable insights into what aligns with your true desires and values. I think it's also important to cultivate more self-awareness. Developing this is a key to understanding your intuition. Just maybe take some time to reflect on past experiences and decisions. Notice patterns in your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. When you can understand yourself better, you can more easily recognize when your intuition is speaking to you. I know for me, when I'm saying, thinking, or feeling something, and I get covered in goosebumps or truth bumps, I now call them, that is a real good indication of honoring my body, listening to my emotions, and then really diving into my self-awareness. Maybe something that's also really important is to trust yourself. Just trust yourself. It is the foundation of intuition. Know that you have the innate wisdom and insights within you to make the right decisions for yourself. All the tools and resources you need are already within you. Even if your intuition goes against conventional wisdom or logic, I would invite you to have faith in your inner compass, your inner guidance. Remember that intuition often leads us down unexpected but ultimately fulfilling paths. Now, part of trusting your gut is to feed your mind. So it's essential to know that you can have more knowledge, which can give you even more inspiration. Engage in activities that stimulate your intellect. I know that for me, it's reading, listening to podcasts like this, learning new skills, or engaging in thought-provoking discussions. I know book clubs really work well for people. Even things like our self-love and wellness mentorship group every Tuesday night allows us to have a more curious and open mind, which therefore makes us more receptive to intuitive insights. What about following your passions too? Your heart holds the key to your deepest desires and aspirations. Listen to what truly lights you up and brings you joy, whether it's pursuing a hobby, starting a new project, writing a book, making a career change, a new relationship. Following your passion is a powerful way to align with your intuition and to live life out loud and authentically. I also think, and amongst all of this, it's really important that we practice patience. Intuition often speaks to us in whispers rather than shouts. So be patient. Give yourself the time and space to really listen. Trust that clarity will come when the time is right. And if I could say one thing from experience, avoid rushing into decisions out of fear or impatience. Instead, allow your intuition to just guide you at its own pace. This is where I love to use my oils, taking deep breaths of a blend or an essential oil that I love and asking for guidance and wisdom when I go to sleep at night. Sometimes I even get my answers in my dreams. When you nurture your intuition, when you listen to your heart and you feed your mind with powerful stuff, you can truly cultivate a deeper sense of self-awareness, and that will lead you to having a more fulfilling and authentic life. Trust in the wisdom that resides within you. Let your intuition be your guiding light on your journey of self-discovery and personal growth. And I want to finish by saying, you've got this. You truly do have all the resources you need to live the life that you truly want. Trust your gut, listen to your heart, feed your mind. I hope you've enjoyed this week's self-love quickie. I really know that it's something that speaks so dearly to my heart, and I really hope that you tap into it more and more each and every day. Please pop on over to my Instagram page, Kim Morrison and the number 28. Head on over to my Facebook page, Kim Morrison Training. Get all those beautiful oils and tools that you can use to tap into that intuition through 28 Essentials. That's the word 20, the number 8.com. And also you can head on over to thewellnesscouch.com/self-love podcast. Don't forget to look into the show notes. That's where you'll get your special code where you can actually really and truly get a beautiful discount on these gorgeous 28 oils. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. Thank you for being a part of my world with the Self Love Podcast. And thank you so much once again for sharing this and also giving it a 5-star rating. You have no idea how much it means to me. Thank you so much. Take care. Be kind.
Thanks for listening to the Self Love Podcast. Be sure to write a review and share the love with your friends and family. And head over and visit Kim and her team at 28.com. That's the word 20 and the number 8.com. Take good care.
This has been a production of TheWellnessCouch.com. Check us out on Facebook and join in the conversation on Facebook.com/TheWellnessCouch. Subscribe to each show on iTunes and check us out on Twitter. The Wellness Couch, streaming wellness into your lives.
Whilst the Wellness Couch presenter endeavor to provide accurate and helpful information to their listeners, these podcasts cannot take into account individual circumstances and are not intended to be a substitute for health and medical advice from a qualified health professional. You should always seek the advice of a qualified health professional before acting on any of the information provided by any of the Wellness Couch podcasts.